There seems to be a few determining factors for those who overcome. First of all, they've committed themselves, you know, and commitment prepares you to meet obstacles and downfalls. Because if you've made a commitment to do something and disaster strikes or calamities take place or things don't go your way, you immediately start thinking, how do I solve the problem? If you have no commitments, your first thought is, how do I get out of this deal? And we generally find what we're looking for. And as I laughingly tell people, some people are about as committed as a kamikaze pilot on his 39th mission. Now, whether it's in a marriage or getting your education or achieving a weight loss goal or a sales goal or an academic goal, it doesn't make any difference what it is. Along the way, there's going to be those setbacks and reversals and disappointments. Again, if you've made the commitment, what you do is you continue on. People who've made the commitment not only and are overcomers, but they also prepare themselves. They expect to win. They prepare to win, and they take the necessary steps in order to get there. This commitment, combined with the persistence and the unshakable belief that eventually they will win, is what separates them. Interestingly enough, most of them I found are very humble people. They recognize that they cannot do it themselves. They need help. And that's where faith plays such an incredibly important role in what we do. So when you start adding humility, commitment, persistence, and character. Character is the ability to carry out a good resolution long after the excitement of the moment has passed. Character is what takes them through. I've had so many coaches who teach this philosophy, and Charlie's one of them, who have said that these kids had character. They hung in there. When it looked darkest, they never gave up. That's what overcomers do. They never give up. They